1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Billy. Hi, Billy. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, and they tell me that I stop breathing several times during the night. Is there anything that I can do for that?
Yeah, well, sleep apnea is, it depends. It depends on your weight. It depends on, obviously, several factors. When they do a sleep study, obviously, they can monitor all of that. Like they said, you stop breathing a couple times through the night. One thing that they found with sleep issues, regardless if you've got apnea or you're having challenges with sleeping, is to actually look into a couple things. Neurotransmitters, your brain chemistry, and having that evaluated can be very helpful. The other is also with oxygen getting into the cells. And so certain anemias can be triggers. So getting some blood work done, which I'm sure you've had, but they can dig a little bit deeper, looking at maybe some iron levels, ferritin as well for more of an iron deficiency. And they can also look at B12. There is a B12 test that's really good called MMA, methylmalonic acid. A lot of physicians don't run it. It can be very costly for the patient if insurance won't cover it. But it is kind of a gold standard for B12. And so it's a great one to look at. Also, making sure that your body absorbs B12. Intrinsic factor is a key for that as well. So there's several factors to look at as far as the way your body can handle utilizing oxygen within the cell, and that can be something as well. Now, structurally, it could be an issue within the back of the throat as well. There could be, swelling in certain glandular areas that could be causing some of the issues. It could be an inflammatory response within the body. Many times when people are overweight, they've been eating the wrong kind of foods over a long period of time. They have food allergies, which can cause chronic congestion, chronic postnasal drip that can cause a host of issues within the sinuses that can cause issues and create potential sleep apnea challenges. So several things to look at as far as a natural perspective. Is there a silver bullet? Not really. It's more about looking at some of the global issues you have going on and coming up with a game plan around that as well. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Infant deaths now are spurring an FDA warning against a food thickening gel. The U.S. FDA, or the FDA, is warning parents to avoid feeding a food thickening agent called Simply Thick. Parents and caregivers with any concerns about the use of Simply Thick should contact their health care provider, the FDA said. And according to the agency, Simply Thick is sold as distributors and pharmacies across the U.S. in packets of individual servings or in 64-ounce dispenser bottles. So want to be careful along with that, with NEC and with the Simply Thick. Just a little note of warning, especially from the FDA. Email came in. Kevin from Dayton, Ohio, says, I grind my teeth at night and wake up with headaches and jaw pain. With a dental night guard help, it would, and that possibly could be causing it. But also, with people that grind their teeth, typically there's an inability or kind of a loss, is a better way to put it, of GABA, or a deficiency of GABA. Now, GABA is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And when GABA levels decline in the body, the excitatory response increases. So what happens is stress or anxiety can increase. in the body. So GABA is kind of our chill-out neurotransmitter, our chill-out brain chemical. And it can get really low. That's why a lot of people, when they get stressed out or they have these kind of issues like grinding their teeth, they take medications such as buspirone or some of the benzodiazepines like Xanax. And that can cause the body to chill out and cause it to function better. But again, the grinding of the teeth, and if you don't want to be taking that for a long period of time. So there's some options. With GABA, there's some nutritional components that have been shown to be very helpful. Now, most of the time we talk about foods that you can look into, but these are probably foods you would want to avoid that can help stabilize GABA levels first from a food perspective, a nutritional perspective that they've shown. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with medication. This just has to do with building up nutrition within the body. Now, these are the foods that they say in research that you should avoid, and these are peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those foods are typically ones you would want to avoid, and they're healthy foods. You look at them and you think, well, my goodness, aren't those health foods? But just because the food is healthy for you doesn't mean that if you're dealing with a certain condition of some kind, your body has some kind of instability or deficiency, that it's not something you would want to avoid. So being careful with that is something that will be helpful, especially when you're grinding your teeth. But yeah, the Night Guard, to answer your question, Kevin, would be very helpful. So this is something, it all depends on, you know, the severity of it, you know, going to see your physician, seeing what they say, all of those kind of things would be very beneficial in the middle of what you're dealing with. Grinding your teeth can be a real challenge. Next, we're going to go to Alonzo. Alonzo, welcome to the show.
A year ago, I noticed a little painful lesion that came up on my leg. I thought it was like a bite from a spider. It actually turned out to be what they call a boil. I had been suffering with them now for about a year. They come and they go. They seem to lie dormant, then they come back. My doctor gave me some medicine, and it helped for a little bit, but they come back. And now my wife, on Sunday, had got a painful swelling over her eye completely closed up, and they said it was a skin abscess. I looked it up and saw the skin abscess meant that it was a boil. So I'm trying to figure out, is there something we can do as far as this goes, you know, to help these things out as far as getting rid of them? And is it something in our house that's actually causing this?
Potentially. I don't know if it's something so much in your house. It could be a bacterial infection that could be causing the pseudo boil or the boil, whatever it might be. So, I mean, your physician could probably run a couple of little tests to see if there's a bacterial infection or not. You might not even need to go that route, but I'd have it looked at. And as far as what to do about it, there's several things you can do. Internally, it just depends. If it's an antibiotic or if it's a bacteria, you might want to go with an antibiotic. Ionic silver can be very helpful. Externally over boils, too. There's some good research on that. So you might want to check in your health food store and talk to some folks about that sort of thing. But, I mean, again, it just depends on the root cause. Boils can be caused by different things. It could be an ingrown hair as much that could be causing the boil itself, or could appear like a boil. So it just depends. And, that's where getting hands-on and having someone look at it, that's the tough issue with skin. Skin really needs to be evaluated and looked at and then treated appropriately. But one thing I can tell you for good overall skin health is to keep the bacteria healthy in your gut. And keeping the bacteria healthy in the gut, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the best things you can do is to eat healthy foods that contain a lot of natural, what are called probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can do that, and they make them in a supplement form, but also a lot of the dairy foods like goat's milk yogurt, regular raw cow's milk, which can be very healthy. A lot of those dairy products, kefir, can be really, really good. A lot of the hard cheeses contain large amounts of probiotics that can be really good for the gut health. And when you keep your gut healthy, many times the skin can be healthy as well. And remember, the skin's the largest organ we have. So keeping it healthy is pretty darn important. So a couple things to think about. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Too few kids use fast food calorie info, a new study finds. You know, now their fast food chains are all putting their nutritional information, finally, where it's easy to read and find. Well, they're saying now that kids who eat fast food at least twice a week are 50% less likely to use the nutritional information than kids who eat fast food less often. And most likely, they're saying those who use the calorie information are girls and children who are obese. And the researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention actually said recently in a poll in a study that the findings were important, they said, in the high prevalence of obesity among youth and the adverse health effects associated with obesity. The study lead author, Dr. Holly Wethington, said in a recent journal release, "It's encouraging that a large number of youth, particularly those who are obese, reported using the calorie information to be informed." He said this may be a potential to lead toward improved food and beverage choices as a way to manage weight. Although more research is needed to assess whether youth know how many calories they should consume in a day and their activity level. CDC's Division of Nutrition and Physical Activity and Obesity looked into this. And, of course, childhood obesity has tripled in recent decades, partly due to the fast food that is higher in calories, salt, and fat, rather than food prepared at home. The CDC researchers noted and conducted in the study that analyzed these surveys of about 800 kids ranging from age 9 to 18. And the survey was done recently, and they asked the children how often they ate fast food and if they considered the calorie information on the menu to be relevant. 56% of those surveyed were boys, and most of the children were a healthy weight. 13% were obese. So the survey revealed that 66% of the kids said they ate fast food once a week or less, and 34% reported eating fast food two or more times a week. Well, 42% of the kids said they considered the calorie information when making food choices. Nearly 58% said they never used it. And girls were about 80% more likely to consider calories than boys. Obese children were about 70% more likely to use the calorie information. Bottom line is that they welcome the research. It adds to the understanding of how young people and their food choices are relevant and if they're using these type of calorie counters to even see what they're putting in their bodies. And again, hopefully we'll educate our kids. I mean, obviously when I was a kid, we knew nothing about proteins, fats, and carbohydrates and calories. There's two categories: tastes good, doesn't taste good. That was it. And with all that's coming out now, I hope that as parents, we do educate our kids on what's good for them, what's not, what areas of health they should focus on and understand and educate themselves with. I think it's critical from the overall perspective. So that'll be something interesting as time goes on. Make sure if you're not educating your kids now that you start. And if you don't understand even the labels themselves, educate yourself so you can understand and be an encouragement and leave a health legacy into your children. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. We're going to the phones and go to Les. Hi, Les.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's going on?
Well, it's funny. You were actually talking about it earlier, and you're apparently right. You said there's a lot of people with this problem, and that's acid reflux. And ironically, after I heard you talking about that, I happened to have some raw organic, Bragg's apple cider vinegar, and I tried a teaspoon of it, and it actually seemed to help. But I mean, I do have a Nexium prescription, and I've always kind of thought that what is triggering it is more acidic in nature rather than the lack thereof. So I don't know, I'm some kind of weird hybrid or something. I don't know what's going on really. But
well. So with reflux, Have you taken medication for it?
Yeah, I've got a Nexium prescription that I've had for, a few months. I mean, I just started getting this burning sensation in my stomach. It just sort of came on, and it wouldn't go away. And I'd kind of been treated off and on for acid reflux for the last few years. Last time it actually happened, before I got this last prescription, I thought it was having a heart attack. It was like that. It's been that intense, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it can be really scary.
Yeah, it was. So Nexium helps. I think I just need to stop eating the things that trigger it and go back to the anti-inflammatory diet, which I've done. But I wanted to get some additional information from you, because you had said something about a glutamine powder, but there was, and something else, hydrochloride, and I wasn't able to get it written down quickly enough. So,
well, there's a couple things. One, glutamine powder can be really good. It's very healing to the digestive tract, makes the body more, the gut more alkaline, which is a good thing. But the other, the apple cider vinegar that you're doing is good, but the foods, you definitely want to cut back on the processed foods, any kind of breads, starchy carbohydrates, they all can really trigger more of the acid reflux symptoms. But the bigger issue is you're not breaking your proteins down. So there's not enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach to really be able to do that. So yeah, I'm with you on getting back to more of an anti-inflammatory based diet, starting there, and then using some kind of bromelain or proteolytic based enzyme to break those excess proteins down. That's a good way to go for sure. But the apple cider vinegar, it can make a big difference over time, for sure. I mean the reflux. Depending on stress levels, there's a lot of different factors. Are things managed in your life very well or not?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Well, are stress levels, are they managed well right now or not so much?
I guess it depends on the day. I've got a whole lot of several businesses and a lot of stuff going on, and but thinking back, I mean, I used to do the apple cider vinegar with a half a juice of lemon and warm water, 8 ounces every morning first thing, and it really helped, and I've gotten away from that. So, your reference to apple cider vinegar reminded me that, obviously my memory is not that good either, so.
That's acetylcholine. We can work on that on a different time. That can be built up. Stay off the coffee and increase lecithin. You can get that from egg yolks and supplemental form as well. That can help with memory. But, yeah, getting back to the basics for you sounds like it's going to be a good game plan. Thank you so much for the call.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're looking for a healthcare provider in your area, get a lot of calls and emails. We've got our wellness provider team that's growing around the country. These are healthcare providers, coaches, practitioners that believe the same way we do. They believe in lifestyle-based, nutritional-based care. You can give us a call there at our normal number, 888-283-7272. Or check out the website, go to MyWellnessProviders.com. We're going to go to the phones now and get to Stu. Hi, Stu.
No matter what hours I sleep or how much sleep I get, or I've tried sleeping less and that doesn't work, and I'm very fatigued all the time throughout the day, and usually when I wake up, I usually have a headache. Probably about 4 days out of the week I wake up with a headache.
If you're getting headaches when you wake up, a big issue with that usually comes and tracks back around to the thyroid. The thyroid, of course, is an important gland in the body. It's very important for overall metabolic rate, important for your
mental clarity. It's also great for heart rate and rhythm. But it's when you get the headaches in the morning, a lot of time it could lead toward hypothyroidism. Hypo means low. And you can go to your physician and they can do a little blood test, figure out what the numbers are, and take a peek at that. But that often can definitely be an indicator that something a little bit more is going on, and that's why the labs will be a good little telltale sign to give, you know, the doctor a clue to see. Hypothyroidism, of course, can cause a host of different issues, but it can be treated very easily, especially if it's caught early. You can really get into it, and a lot of natural things you can do to support thyroid function as well. But that's what I would do. I would go and get a simple test done with your physician, and that's going to make a big, big difference. All right? Thanks for the call. Go to our website, healthcoachradio.com. If you've got questions or you missed something, or I'm talking too fast, you don't have time to write it down, we've got all the information there as well as free downloads that you'll be real great resources for you all the way around. All right, our food for the day, one of my favorite times. Food's our best medicine. No matter how you cut it, literally, our food can make one of the biggest impacts in our overall health and with our overall life. And so putting the right kind of foods in is so critical, especially now as we kind of go in through just so much that's happening. Medications, I just talked to a guy the other day through an email that I'm taking like 15 different medications in his 60s. It's amazing. And it just gets to a point where you think, okay, can my body even repair? Can I get back to where I was before? Or can I excel? Can I thrive? When I'm in a place like this, can I really go to the next level? Is it possible? And the answer is yes, it is possible. But understanding that you have to make changes and that only you can make it. No one else can make them for you. You have to step up and take responsibility. But this is one of my favorites. Now, a lot of people are going to love this because people get all freaked out and they start eating healthy and all of that. And they think, well, I don't really know if I can eat chocolate. But dark chocolate really, which is our food for the day, by the way, has so many health benefits. It's one of those deals where when you talk about it, it makes me happy because it's so good for you. And it tastes really good. It's got so many great benefits. It's had such a bad rap for so long, but it's loaded with stuff that's just really good for you. So let's get into it. All right, and I don't mean eat a chocolate bar every night. All right, a couple of squares at night after dinner, something like that is really cool. There's nothing wrong with that. So dark chocolate's recently been discovered. Recently, they've known this. To have a number of healthy benefits, while eating dark chocolate can lead to the health benefits described in what we're getting ready to talk about. Chocolate is also high in fat, but again, not that big of a deal. If you're fit and you're exercising and eating well, it won't affect you that much. So it's good for your heart. Studies show that eating a small amount of dark chocolate 2 or 3 times each week can help lower your blood pressure. Dark chocolate improves blood flow and may help the formation of blood clots. Eating dark chocolate may also prevent atherosclerosis, which of course is hardening of the arteries. It's also good for your brain. Chocolate increases the blood flow to the brain as well as to the heart, so it can help improve cognitive function. It's also great at reducing the risk of a stroke. And it raises dopamine levels, which is what makes you feel so good. And it contains several compounds that have a positive effect on your mood with the dopamine levels. It contains phenylethylamine, the same chemical your brain creates when you feel like you're falling in love. And PEA encourages your brain to release endorphins. So eating dark chocolate will make you feel happier. Dark chocolate also contains caffeine, which is a mild stimulant. However, the dark chocolate contains much less caffeine than coffee. Matter of fact, a 1.5-ounce bar of chocolate contains 27 milligrams of caffeine compared to 200 milligrams in an 8-ounce cup of coffee. So it helps control blood sugar. Believe that. It really does. And it helps keep your blood vessels really good with your circulation and also protects against type 2 diabetes. The flavonoids in the dark chocolate can help reduce insulin resistance by helping your cells function normally and regain the ability to use your body's insulin efficiently. Dark chocolate also has a low glycemic index, meaning that it won't cause huge spikes in the blood sugar levels. All great to know. Very, very important. Now, it also is full of antioxidants. That's a big one. So the antioxidants with these sorts of things are critical, because, again, that's where a lot of the protective health benefits come from. It contains theobromine, which is, of course, shown to harden tooth enamel. It means that dark chocolate, unlike most sweets, lowers your risk of getting cavities if you practice proper dental hygiene. The theobromine is a mild stimulant, although not as strong, not strong as caffeine. It can, however, suppress coughs. So if you start having a crazy cough episode, think about the dark chocolate. You gotta love it. Things in the cupboard taste so good and they'd be so good for you. The dark chocolate also contains a lot of vitamins and minerals. It has potassium, copper, magnesium, and iron. And the copper and potassium in dark chocolate help prevent against stroke and cardiovascular ailments. And the iron in chocolate protects against the iron deficiency anemia. And the magnesium in the chocolate, of course, helps with the type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. So, a lot of great things going on with the dark, dark chocolate. Good stuff. Let's go to Claire on the phones now. Hi, Claire.
I have a big belly midsection, and I was wondering if it's the insulin that I'm injecting that's causing this.
Well, it can be. I mean, not to say the belly fat's coming from the insulin injections is a little bit of a challenge. I don't know that I would go there. But, however, usually the belly fat's coming from estrogen levels. It can be coming from a little bit of an issue that I have seen with cortisol levels. So your cortisol is produced in the adrenal glands. The more stress you're under, and that can be emotional, physical, whatever kind of stress, the more stress you're under, the more cortisol levels go up. And the more cortisol goes up, the more it becomes a little bit of a challenge around the waistline. But, however, estrogen levels can play a big role too. And with females, that can become a little bit of an issue. So you might want to look into getting a blood test done, which, of course, your physician can do, and look at the different estrogens. There's three of them, estrone, estriol, and estradiol. As you look at those, you'll be able to find exactly what's going on and what the culprit might be. Now, your blood sugar levels are going to be a big issue, too. Don't forget that. So you can't just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want. That's going to play a big role. So you might want to, of course, look at something like an anti-inflammatory diet like we teach here on the show and see if that might be a culprit as well, because your eating habits, especially with type 2 diabetes, is always going to be a challenge. And making sure that you're putting the right foods in to support your body is a huge key. So look at the anti-inflammatory diet. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health. And, of course, that can be a real blessing to you as well. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. U.S. teen births, the rates are plummeting right now. Teen birth rates are dropping sharply, they say. And overall, the birth rates among teens aged 15 to 19 dropped by almost a half over the last decade. Pretty amazing. During the time, the rates fell at least 30% in seven states. Arizona and Utah saw about a 35% drop. Brady Hamilton, who's a statistician at the U.S. National Center for Health Statistics and co-author of their report, which was released recently, says all but two states, North Dakota and West Virginia, reported drops of at least 15%. And, of course, the researchers found that's good news, they say, but it shows that there's still much that needs to be done and examined for this. When Hamilton's team looked at the birth rates by ethnicity, it was amazing to see the barrier between Hispanics and the Caucasians. And regardless, they said the progress is good. It's important to realize our rates are still higher than other countries. For instance, a teen birth rate in Japan is 4.9 per 1,000, according to the United Nations data recently. Netherlands is 5.3, six times lower than the United States. Albert believes many factors explain the decline in teen birth rates. These rates have been driven down by a magic combination of less sex and more contraception. More teens are delaying sex, he said, persuaded by sex education or parents. That's a cool thing. He says the peer effect plays a role, too. When teens hear that their friends are delaying sex or using birth control, it influences them. So it's also the MTV effect. Programs that depict teen moms show the difficulties of pregnancy and parenthood. And they really do show the challenges of early pregnancy and parenthood, he said. The organizations commissioned surveys looking at this, and it's an overwhelming majority says that these shows are sobering. So using media for teaching as an example in these cases are great.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered word longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. So many people struggle with weight loss or weight issues all the way around. Gastric bypass is kind of on the rise. I'm not knocking that. I mean, if you've got to go through something like that to get to where you need to be, then that's okay. But creating the new habits, that's the key. 20% is knowing what to do. 80% of it is behavior. And so we want to give you the know-how of what you need to do, but also the behavioral change is key, and that's an ongoing piece that we want to work on for sure. So whatever you're struggling with, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you're dealing with losing 10 pounds or 100 pounds. If you've got questions about it, there's a lot of little tricks that you can do to burn those extra calories and to drop the weight, belly fat as well as overall body size. And it's going to come down to basics. It's simple. You've got to change the way you eat, of course, exercise. But, of course, the hormone issues and vitamin and mineral deficiencies can play a big role as well. We'll get into that in just a few. Going to Mary on the phones now. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I heard on your show that you could buy a vitamin that is probiotic. Is that true?
You can buy a supplement that's a probiotic. Yes.
Yes.
You can. You can. And so you get it in certain foods like fermented vegetables and the fermented dairy products like yogurt and kefir. But, yes, you can buy probiotics in a supplement form. And I actually like that. I think it's a great idea. You want to get everything you can from your foods, of course. But with all the things that we have in our water supply and food supply today, and for the antibiotics that, you know, a lot of people have taken throughout their lives, it's good to always keep probiotics coming in to make sure the good bacterial flora in the gut is healthy and it's where it needs to be. So just a good thought, good rule of thumb, and most everywhere carries them now. Oh, your health food stores, not hard to find. Make sure you get a good quality one, and they'll have different numbers, like billion, 2 billion, 15 billion. Or you know, microorganisms, the actual bacteria, shoot for about 2 billion per capsule. That's a pretty safe bet. And most of the research is based around those. But yeah, nothing but great things for supporting the bacterial gut flora in your digestive tract. That's a great way to go, okay? Good question. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, go to healthcoachradio.com if you're looking for whatever your needs are, great or small. If you miss something on the show, don't forget the website. We have all the information there as well. Because, again, a lot of people miss things, and you need to be able to write them down. You can print things. We've got free downloads there at the website. Quote for the day comes from Paul Fix. "There's the only reason some people get lost in thought is because it's unfamiliar territory." Think more. That's what it's all about. Interesting. We've got Sheila, actually, that writes an email in from Florida, and she wants to know what to do with mood swings. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those, it's kind of like when you get asked that, you know, it's kind of like, well, you don't want to be mean about it, but the mood swings are twofold. One is there's definitely some instability going on, okay, as far as chemical instability. And I'm not talking way over on one end of the spectrum with bipolar and where someone needs, you know, a lot of the heavy medications to keep that balance. But when you've got mild mood swings, whether it's hypoglycemia, your blood sugar levels get low, or you've got a little bit of low dopamine in the brain, and so you get kind of crabby and grumpy, you know, there's also some self-control involved that that needs to take place too. And I always encourage people that. And no reason to be angry, no reason to be jumpy, no reason to be snappy with people. It happens, we're human. But really watch that and learn to control your own way of handling things. And then, of course, you can support yourself nutritionally, giving your body everything that you need. So if it's dopamine levels, there'll be one protocol. If it's serotonin levels, there'd be another one. And you know, if you had low GABA levels for anxiety, then there are certain foods that support the body that way. And vice versa, memory with acetylcholine, you've got certain foods that will support the body in that realm as well. So again, it's about giving the body what it needs, when it needs it, in the right way. And when you do that, that's when you can create major change and really take the body to the next level. It's a key. It's a big one. Now, here's the big deal. The location, they're saying now, are big factors for American diets. And it really is. Location seems to be everything, but the dietary patterns they're finding now with such as like the South. Okay, the South has some of the worst eating habits in the country. I grew up in the South. I'm Southern. And I can tell you the fried foods were the last to get it, really. You're just now seeing some mild organic restaurants pop up when they've been out in California for like 20 years already. You're just now seeing kind of the folks over there get on the wagon. But the dietary patterns are definitely different in different regions of the country. And it has to do with sweets, the sugar intake, and the desserts, fried foods. And we're finding that, of course, the different patterns will show the different concentrations of the population in the area that are not doing well physically and with their health. You see more diabetes and more heart disease and cholesterol levels in these areas. And it's because of the diet. And so my heart is that we can continue to educate. Just one person at a time, that's it. That's my goal. If we can just reach one person teaching you something, and then you learn something and you care enough to go tell a family member or a loved one or someone that you really care about, and you teach them something, then you've made an impact in their life. And that's what it's all about. It's about making that impact, and it's about taking them to the next level. And when you start teaching others and you start impacting others, that's where you really notice that health legacy that you can start leaving. Because you don't have to be a doctor to teach somebody. And everybody gets hung up on the title. It's not that valuable. The biggest thing is caring about people and making an impact. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's welcome home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.